This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your head off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Counting down to the arrival of the Juicy Crew LA to hit Australian shores, we chat to the cast members of The Real L Word. Last week we had Tracy Ryerson, and this week we chat to the beautiful sister of DJ Leslie herself, who featured in Season 1, Natalie Junido. Welcome to Her Society.
Hi.
Hi, Natalie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you.
Yeah, so where in the world are you? Are you in L.A.?
Yes, I'm in L.A. I'm in the Valley, a total Valley girl. I'm Sherman Oaks.
I've always wanted to talk to a Valley girl.
Oh, wow! I've only heard about that on the OC.
Valley girl here.
Remember,
everyone in L.A. does that now. It's the whole like, or right. Everyone seems to have that terminology down. It's not just the Valley thing anymore.
So you started
that anymore.
Valley girl started that trend.
Definitely. Totally did.
It's your fault. Good.
Now, Natalie, can you first tell us how you became involved with The Real L Word?
Well, the way I became involved with The Real L Word, I'm sure you guys all know my interesting ex-girlfriend. She was pretty much casted to be she was casted to be a cast member of The Real Howard, and she didn't really tell me that she was doing a show. So one morning I woke up on like the Sunday or Saturday morning, I don't remember, and a group of producers, camera people, sound people walked into Rose's house and were pretty much prepping her house to get ready for filming. And I happened to find out on that very day that Rose was going to be doing a show, in the following 2 weeks. So that's kind of how I became involved. I kind of just became the girlfriend, being that her and I lived together at the time. I became a big part of the show due to that reason.
From what you were saying, did you actually have any idea that this was going to happen? Like, were you just surprised when was you finding out them just rocking up to your house and like, oh, there are cameras here?
Well, I knew that Rose had been auditioning for the show. I had done her hair a few times for her auditions, and I knew that she was auditioning, but she, every time I'd ask her about it, I was very, very skeptical about the whole thing because, our relationship was definitely not in a good place, and I didn't want to do it. So because I didn't want to do it, every time I'd ask her, she'd always say she didn't know or she didn't get it, she didn't think she got it. And pretty much when the producers came to the house that morning, she already knew she had it, but I only found out because the producer confirmed that with me.
How did you feel about it? Were you skeptical? Were you happy about it? Were you a bit unsure about being, publicly, your relationship being in public?
Well, I was definitely upset. I was definitely, I was extremely skeptical, and not only because my relationship was going to be in public, publicized, but it wasn't the best relationship, and not everyone in my family knew I was gay. So there was a lot more to it than just filming a show for me.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of which, Natalie, I mean, you're speaking about how it was a very public way of sort of putting your relationship out there. And your relationship with Rose, obviously, it had its dynamics that was shown in Season 1. And feelings about that?
I think I was definitely shocked at first. You always know what you go through, but actually watching it yourself, you definitely have a different reaction. I think for a long time I was definitely in denial. I was very upset. I was really upset. I was in denial, kind of embarrassed, but everything was happening so fast that I didn't really ever take a moment to kind of sit back and really look at the situation, partly because I think I was afraid of really facing it. I was very, I was very hurt by it for a long time, and I was extremely embarrassed because, my family was finding out for the very first time that I was gay, and that's how they were finding out. So for me, it was a lot bigger than just me and what I was going through. It was what my family was going to see and, and how they were going to react to it and, how they were never going to allow Rose into my life at that point. You know, they should, I thank God they never did, but at the time I was still so stuck on wanting to make things work with Rose that I wanted my family to see something positive, and all they saw was negativity. So, you know, it was rough. It was definitely a rough experience to have to look back on, along with however many thousand million viewers.
I was just going to say that you were mentioning that not being out to your family, obviously it's a point in your life where if you want to show or introduce your family to a partner, you want to show something solid and something really, really strong. And
definitely.
Obviously what was portrayed publicly was the opposite of that. So that must have been really difficult.
It was difficult. You know, it was an interesting reaction because I think my family was, only my mom knew about me, my mom and my sister Leslie. Everyone else, just they all thought I always had, you know, they would hear the boyfriend and that's about, you know, they never asked any questions, you know, beyond that. But it was just, yeah, it was kind of rough for them to have to see that. But the fact that I was on television, I guess, at the same time was kind of cool to them. So it was kind of, it's actually, they reacted a lot better than I thought they would have.
Yeah. And
to Rose and to the whole being gay.
And did you call your parents, or did your parents call you and say, hey, Natalie, what's going on here?
You know, my mom knew about the show, but my stepdad and my older sister didn't know that we were doing the show. So when they happened to catch the first season on Showtime, they called me. They called me, and, you know, they were like, is this true? Are you really on the show? Called my sister called me if I was on the show, and, you know, it was like, yeah, I am. I'm on doing the show, and... You know, they were like, are you really gay? And, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm totally really gay. Like, I'm a lesbian.
Wow.
I am. And, you know, I think at the time, you know, I'm a very strong person, so I didn't really mind if they accepted it or not. With through time, we were able to kind of sit down and talk about it, you know, in time, and everything's fine now, so... They're okay with me being a little lesbian.
A little, figuratively speaking, right? We can make an action figure out of you.
And how's the relationship between you and Rose right now? Are you guys talking? Do you catch up? Or is it kind of still tense?
Oh, Rose and I just don't talk. I've completely removed that whole part of my life. You know, I've completely removed that relationship. That was a rough one. That was a very tough time. So... Her and I, you know, I can't stress the word enough, but her and I, we no longer talk. We don't speak. We're not on speaking terms.
Yeah. What was the reaction from the public to that relationship?
You know, I got a lot of support. There was a lot of women, girls, you know, straight and gay, you know, that were able to definitely relate to me and, you know, would reach out and, you know, give me, they would tell me how strong I was and how, you know, I didn't deserve the whole thing. And there was a lot, I had a lot of support from people all over the world that I was so shocked, and I felt so blessed to, you know, to be able to have people really reach out and, you know, just make sure that I was okay and, you know, and really just support my every decision, whether it was to stay with Rose or not. And finally the day came where I had to close that chapter and move forward, and I'm happy where I'm at now. So, you know, before I feel like with the bad situation, I found a very, very amazing person to... you know, to make all of that so much better. It's so interesting to reflect.
And how is life after the real L word? What have you been up to? And what have you been doing since the show stopped?
Well, after the real L word, life is really good. I'm doing hair full time. My life is very mellow. It's very, very mellow. I work. I just got a puppy. Her name's Olivia Ginger, and I call her Ollie. Mm-hmm. And I'm in a great relationship with an amazing woman.
Woo!
Wow.
Life is just as it should be. It's very calm, very peaceful, and I'm extremely happy. I'm extremely happy.
You sound happy, Natalie.
You do. It's actually, I've watched you on the show, and I've heard your voice. I mean, this is just my two cents, but you actually do sound happy.
You know what? Everyone says that. Even my smile is different. It's actually, I have a real genuine smile now. So, you know, I can't blame anyone for what I went through because I put myself there and I dealt with it by choice. But now that I'm no longer in that, I am able to really, I no longer take people and I no longer take a good person for granted. I know that good people are hard to find, and I know the difference between a good, genuine heart and someone that is just too caught up on themselves to even give, to even care for another person. You know, so I will never take that for granted, ever.
Awesome, Natalie. And, you know, obviously you said that you've gotten back into hairdressing and you're doing hair at the moment. Now, you've seen my pic on Facebook. I want to do a new hairdo. Can you give me any tips?
I can give you plenty of tips.
Are you saying there's something wrong with my hair?
Blonde tips.
You have the shorter hair, right?
No, I've got the longer hair. That's, Natalie's the
I've
shorter
got the
hair.
Shorter hair.
Oh, okay, poop. Okay.
Poop! That is an Australian first. We've had poop live on air.
That was not all natural. What was I going to say? you guys got a kick out of that one. you know what? Long hair, and how do you normally style your hair?
It's, you know what, I've had the same style for the past few years. I have long hair with layers, and I sometimes curl it, but mainly it's just straightened.
And are you happy with it? Do you want to maybe bring it up a little bit? Do you want to maybe put some color in it? Like, what would you like to change about your hair, if anything?
If anything, well, I think I've never ever dyed my hair before, so it's always been this color. If anything, probably the style of it, how it probably sits on my face, because it's just been the same kind of cut. And look, I'm happy with it, but, you know, I think if there is something different that I could explore, I would be open to that.
Definitely think it's always good and safe to start with, you know, a little bit of face framing. It's called C-shaping. So pretty much it's like shorter pieces that kind of blend into your length, mainly, you know, around the face, and you can maybe do like some pretty long side swept bangs almost, so that when you curl your hair, it'll kind of do like the whole sweep thing, and kind of it's like the wind blows into your face, your hair will kind of do that whole like gaudy thing. You know? I personally think that's very sexy. I think it's a very sexy soft look.
Okay, I might take that tip, Natalie. When I come to LA next year, I might pop into your salon and you can face frame and T frame me.
Definitely, come see me. Of course, I would love to do your hair.
Where is your hair salon?
Well, right now I'm actually renting a little station. I'm kind of in the process of kind of building my own little business. So I actually rent a little station in Burbank, mm-hmm. Which is where I was born, and It's called Jasmine's. It's like a salon spa type thing. We do everything. All I do is, you know, hair cutting, hair coloring, hair extensions. But we do, you know, facials and makeup and the whole thing. It's really cool. It's a nice team. It's very, very much alive. So it's a lot of fun.
So next year, Junie and I, we're going to be coming to LA for the diner. So maybe.
Oh, very cool.
Oh yeah. We're going to be there every year till we get old.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's exciting! I'll definitely meet you guys then.
We'd love to.
We'd love to hear you say poop again, because that was just adorable.
That was just so cute.
I was going to say the F-H word, and I was like, wait, what do I say poop?
Well, you know what? The only time that you can't say poop is when you're doing Ginny's hair and go, oh, poop.
What just happened? Oh my god,
what did
you do?
She said the P word.
Uh-oh, Ginny, you got a bald spot. But we're going to come in, and we're going to have a little day off, and we're going to get pampered and stuff. Is that cool?
Awesome. That'll be so great. Definitely.
What was your childhood nickname?
You know what? My childhood name retired when I turned 13, and I finally became a teen. I'm only going to bring this up because it's you two, but my childhood name was given to me by my uncle when I was a little girl. I was the biggest crybaby you would ever come across. I cried for everything and absolutely nothing. My nickname is Beanby. It's a Spanish nickname. There's a singer, her name's Pimpinela. Could you imagine being called Pimpy? Like, how terrible is that?
How do you say it?
Pimpy?
You like your pimpin'?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Pimpy.
Hold on, is it PP or pimpin?
No, it's Pimpy. P-I-M-P-I.
Pimpy.
Pimpy.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's terrible. My family named me that after, they named me after this singer Bibi Nella used to, I guess, any time and every time she'd perform, she'd break down into tears and she'd feel like sobbing because she was just such a passionate performer. So my family named me after her.
Wow. Right. Well, but your pimpy days are over now, aren't they?
All gone.
And you know what? The moment I turned 13, I told my family, shut them down. I said, listen, I'm now a teen. You guys can no longer call me that. The only person that's allowed to call me that is my grandmother.
So next year when we interview you, we can't call the show Pimpin' with Pimpy?
No, you cannot.
Damn it! That's off my list.
I know! I was thinking of promos and figurines, but that's gone.
Oh my god, and that's exactly why that name's retired. It is so terrible.
We had like outfits planned too, Natalie. Natalie was going to bring out her bling. I had my cross, and it's cool.
Oh my god, no. Thank you for that.
And hey, Natalie, for the record, nice name.
Thank you, Natalie.
How did you get it?
My mother named me after Natalie Cole.
Yeah, that's what my mother named me after, too. So, hey, we're like sisters from a different mother. Different.
You know, great minds think alike. Natalie is a beautiful classic name. It's just so elegant.
Isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too.
The first girl I had a crush on, her name was Natalie.
See?
And you know what I find? I find that Natalie it's not super common. And most Natalies that I know are very pretty.
Yeah.
Here we go. Poop.
Hey, turn your microphone.
Poop.
Hey, whoa. You know, growing up, I never ever met one Natalie when I was growing up. As soon as I moved to Australia 9 years ago, I've met about 10 Natalies. It's like, oh, Jesus. I thought I was like super special because no one was named Natalie. And it's kind of common here in Australia. I don't know about over there.
I feel like it's a common name, but it's not extremely common. I hear Melissa, I don't know, what's the name, Vanessa. Those names are all so common. I know so many of them. Heather, I know a lot of Heathers, but I don't really know a lot of Natalies.
Good.
Few and far in between.
Let's keep it that way. Any Natalies we know, let's just assassinate them.
Definitely, I'm with you. I am with you there.
The Pimpin' Assassinators!
Wait, I have to put you down for 1 second. There's a cop. 1 second.
Oh, put it down. One thing about Natalie's, we are also very dangerous.
I just have to get a mask really quickly and then I can pick you up. Okay, hello?
Hello!
Hi!
That is hilarious.
You know, one thing we forgot to mention about Natalie's is that we are all very dangerous.
You're dangerous.
Oh, yeah. You when you're driving with your head, you know, no headphones, the dodging cops and in L.A., yeah, we're dangerous.
Yes. Yeah, you know what? I can't do the headphone thing. I don't like it. It bothers me.
Natalie, thank you so much for your time tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, and thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story with Her Society after everything that's happened. We feel really privileged and special that you've come to us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Anytime. You guys can call me anytime.
Yeah, well, we will. And we're going to have your sister and Asha and Whitney coming over in the next 2 weeks, and we're looking after them for the week that they're here. Any tips or what does your sister like? What does she like to eat? What doesn't she like to eat?
Any questions that you want us to ask her, like she did with you?
Leslie can eat anything that has hot sauce on it, so make sure you anything spicy.
Okay.
Hot sauce, jalapenos, she just loves the hot sauce. The girls are a lot of fun, they're so easygoing, and that's it. Leslie, just as long as you have hot sauce, she will have zero complaints.
Now, how is Leslie's cooking skills? Can she cook things? Can she make things?
She makes very good salsa. She makes very good garlic shrimp. She makes, she makes the best sandwiches you'll ever have. Ever.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
My God. She makes the best. And if you watch her eat, she makes everything look so good.
Wow. I'll be feeding her all day. She's going to be like, I'm full, Ned. I just ate 10 minutes ago. No, have this Nando's. Have this sandwich. Eat it.
I might actually...
Mark my words. You guys will see. She's like a very sensual eater.
Oh, okay. I'm going to book her in on lunch hour so she can make us sandwiches and we'll make her eat them and we can eat some too.
And we'll just watch her.
We'll just watch her.
Watch her eat.
Yeah, so the video will be going up on YouTube in 2 months.
That's fantastic.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my god, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.